Okay. Good morning. We are on Kuf Lamed. Aleph. Man lechaza chelma. Someone has a dream. V'lo yada mai chaza. And he doesn't know what he saw. Nekum kame kahani b'sha sha'olim leduchan v'neima hachi. So during Birkas Kohanim, he should say the following. Ribono sha'olam ani shalach v'chalomotai shalach. So I am yours, my dreams are yours. It's a whole little tefillah that the dream should go well. And he should try and end the dream exactly when the Kohanim end Birkas Kohanim. Why? De'ane tzibura amen. Because you want the tzibur. When the tzibur is answering amen to the Kohanim, they're going to be answering amen to your tefillah at the same time. And if you say it too quickly, so add more to your tefillah. Make your tefillah go a little longer so it'll end at the same time. There's such as Adir, Bamarom, Shochin, Migvura, Ta Shalom, Meshimcha Shalom, Yi Ratzon, Shetasim, Aleinu, Shalom. So you add an extra line for the tefillah. Mishnah Berurah says, in Chutz Laaretz, when they only do Birkas Kohanim once in a blue moon, on Yom Tov, so then it's good to, the minhag is, many have the minhag to say it, because they must have had a dream that it's appropriate. But it, again, depends on your minhag, or it's up to you. Okay. Hagav. Ubamakom she'en olin ladukhan. In a place where they don't go up to do Birkas Kohanim. Yomar kol ze b'sha'asha shaliach tzibur omer sim shalom. You can still say this sim shalom, this ribon olamim tefillah during the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu that the shaliach tzibur says. Okay. V'seyem v'hade shaliach tzibur she'anu akahal amen. Same thing. Okay. Kof lamed aleph. What we call dini nefilah tapayim. Many people call it tachanun. Okay. I just want to start off by saying that Nesiyat Kapayim is a very big thing. People don't realize how powerful and important it is. Now, we don't do it We don't do it properly we don't have the proper kavanot, and it doesn't have the same power that it used to have centuries ago, which is one of the reasons why we don't bow down. We're going to get into it. We don't do a full bowing down, pishit yadayim v'raglayim like they used to. Also, this was a common and powerful tefillah style among the malachim. We see that the malachim used to do nefilah sapayim in front of Hashem. Or we see certain figures in Tanakh, they used to do nefilah sapayim when there was gilui shechina, when there were serious moments. But this really, b'ikaron, nefilas apayim, is a tremendous and powerful davening. And there's a story in Chazal when there was an issue, an unfortunate issue between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer got him put in Chayrim. And Rabbi Eliezer was very hurt. So the sister of Rabbi Gamliel was the wife of Rabbi Eliezer. The wife of Rabbi Eliezer, I don't know where she was following him in davening, daven at home, he followed him in shul, she wouldn't let her husband do nefilas apayim, because she knew that when he would do it, he would have tsar over what happened, and Rabbi Gamliel would not survive the day. So we know it's very powerful. Olas Tamid writes that there are three main aspects of to have in mind. The first is Mora Shechina Boshet Sniut, that when you say Tachanun, you have to realize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and you should have humility and be embarrassed for any of our sins or shortcomings. And then it should bring Sa'ar and Hachna'a submission, and us to do Teshuvah for anything that we've done. And then also we should have complete Bittul Hayesher, holding back our own personal feelings and being willing to give up our Moser Nafsho for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we do this, it has tremendous power. Now, that also explains why we don't do a full Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim nowadays, and why Sfardim don't even cover their faces when they do nefilas kafayim. Ashkenazim, they bend down their head a little bit and they cover their face with their arm or with a cloak, with a beged or a talis or a sleeve. But the Sephardim don't anymore. So one aspect is, because number one, we don't have the proper kavanot and we don't do it anymore the way we used to. It used to be your emoser nafsho, and you used to put pi kabbalah, you used to put your nefesh in a certain state and be in a more dangerous state, your mo'orer, the dinim, among the kelipot, and it could have damage. But if it's done correctly, it actually separates it, and you do proper tikkunim, and you get kapara for and tahara. You don't want to just get forgiven. You also want to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You also want to clean your neshama. So it used to have more power. Nowadays, so the main concept of Sephardim not doing it is because we don't get into that realm at all, and there's no purpose, or it's always considered to be a little bit dangerous, because if you don't have proper kavanot and you're more the dinim, it could actually do more harm than good. Shulchan Aruch is not going to talk about it, but I'm just going to touch upon vidui. Vidui, it's very so generally, well, it depends on your minhag. Sephardim all do it. Ashkenazim, it depends. So I'll just leave it to the minhag. But many do vidui right before Ashamnu Baganu, right before Nefilat Apayim. And it's important. It's also the whole inyan of you want to clean yourself, and you want to. It's a part of teshuvah's vidui. I'll just touch upon something real quick. Why do we say every single thing, even though we list all the things based on the alphabet, even though it might not apply to us? And why do we say it in plural? So number one, this is brought down just as an example from the Ben Ish Chai, B'Shem Chesed La'alafim. Number one, Kol Yisrael is Guf Echad. Okay, we're all one, number one. Number two, even when we think we're separate, Arevim Zelazeh. Okay, we're all responsible for helping each other. V'kol shekein, sometimes we have a chance to help another person or to give a little tochacha, but again, we have to be very careful, because usually we cause more harm than good, but maybe by being a positive influence. So in other words, we're all a little bit guilty, even without Arevim Zelazeh Mamash. Also have a mind for our Gilgulim when we do Tachanun, and then also for every Avera, even though we don't actually maybe do that literal Avera, we do something that's connected to the Avera. Many times Chazal will give an example in Tanakh. They'll say they did something, they didn't mamish do that thing, but they did something that was like similar, or you caused someone else to do it. I mean, we can give many examples, but one famous example is when they say a man slept with a woman, so sometimes they didn't actually do it, like by Reuven and Bila, or the B'nai Eli. So they don't always do the Mamash Maisa, Lefi Chazal, but they did something that was similar. And so therefore, every Aver that's mentioned, we have a part in it. Okay, now let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch, sorry. Kuf Lamed Aleph, Si'if Aleph. Eil medaber bein tefillah nefilas apayim, we don't speak between tefillah nefilas apayim, because really, it's an attached unit. It's obviously, nefilas apayim is not part of Shemona Esrei, but it's a continuation. And you don't want to have any sicha whatsoever, any kind of dibur. And the more that you disconnect the two, see, lemafreya, the more powerful you make your nefilas apayim, lemafreya, that's how much more powerful your amida, your Shemona Esrei could be. But again, pi halacha, you don't want to have like a real break and get involved and going to work and doing something else in between. But just a few words in here and there, some say that's not a real problem. Okay? Or not a real yisur. Kishenofel alpana, when someone falls on his face. Nagu, the custom the Shulchan Aruch writes. Now again, it's interesting, this is not the custom of the Sephardim. Pretty much from the time of Rav Yosef Karo himself, because he lived at the same time as the Arizal. And the Arizal made a lot of changes, or several major changes in the tefillah for Sephardim more, also more some nusach. It impacted Kol Yisrael, and more Hasidim than Ashkenazim, more Litvish Ashkenazim. But anyways, Nagu lahatet al tzad smo. So the custom is to lean on your left side. Dafka, the left, preferably. It's not so crucial, but the left is better. Why? Because your left is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's right. And not, it's all kaviyachal, but okay, more kavod to Hashem. V'yesh omrim d'yesh la'atad al tzad yamin, and the Rama writes, however, our custom is to go to the, some say to go to the right side. V'ha'ikar le'atot b'shachrit k'sheyesh ha'tfilin b'smolo, al tzad yamin, mishum kavodo the tfilin. So it depends, the Rama writes, on the left arm, if there, it should be on the left arm if you don't, if you're not wearing tefillin. But if you are wearing tefillin, which is usually the case at Shacharis, then for the kavod of the tefillin, you should lean on your right arm. Okay. And so then, right. So if there's no tefillin, you go on the left. Then after when you put your head down, the first part of the tachanun by the Ashkenazim, lemaisa, so then you sit up and you continue. Everyone has a minhag. Minhag pashut lomar v'anachnu lo neda v'chatzi kaddish asher lam natzeach. We're all familiar that just follow the sitter. V'afilu b'yamim she'ein omrim tachanun omrim lam natzeach. Even if there's no tachanun, Ashkenazim say lam natzeach. Sfardim are very simple. Whenever there's tachanun, there's lam natzeach. Whenever there's no tachanun, there's no lam natzeach. Ashkenazim changes. Each occasion is a little bit different. There's no 100% rule. Milvad barosh chodesh v'chanukah v'purim v'erev pesach v'erev yom kippurim v'tisha b'av. However, on these days, you don't say lam natzeach. Okay. So, Arvis, very good. I'm assuming that is referring to Bein Arabayim Mincha time. That's what I'm assuming. They point out, Poskim point out, Mishneh Berurah points out, no one does this at nighttime. And the reason is, again, Midas Hadin. We don't want to be Ma'ar Midas Hadin. The nighttime is the time of Midas Hadin. Good question. Mishneh Berurah says the Minag in the olden days was to do Derech Kida. Some also say Pishit Yadayim for Raglayim. Right, Kidas, you basically, what is Kida? That's a good question. But basically, you do have your hand, your head to the floor. Okay, we mentioned that. We mentioned you should cover your arm with your talus or a sleeve, so it shouldn't be your bare arm. Okay, that's the minhag. I think that's it. And he points out, interesting, the Gra always did the left arm, even though it was tefillin, but he points out you should do what the minhag is. Again, anything that has to do with this came up by Nesias Kapayim. These are not individual halachos. You don't ask your rabbi what to do. You ask the tzibor what to do. So that you're not... again, we also touched upon lo tidgaridu a while back. You may or may not... The Mishneh Berurah says it's a problem of lo tidgaridu. Again, to be over lo tidgaridu, there are certain klalim. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll be chayav deraisa of lo tidgaridu, but it's certainly the spirit of the law. And the spirit of the law is extremely important, if not the same, or close to the same. Okay. Right. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the many Hasidim have this similar halacha that in Tfilas Kapayim is the same by Lam Natzeach, not just Sfardim. What'd you ask?
Why did the Gra do the left hand?
We felt that was all because it's always the Yamin of Hashem. And that's where the Shekhinah is. A little stronger, Kaviyachal. So it doesn't matter if you're wearing tefillin or not. You do what's more kavod to Hashem, and I believe that's what he says. I didn't see it inside. And that overrides your personal perception of kavod, whatever, your perception of kavod of the tefillin. Bet. Nefilat apayim meyushav. Lachadchila, one should sit down for nefilas apayim velo meuma, not standing up. Again, this is not a pure halacha that it must be done this way, but that's the more proper way. There are times when you can't sit down. Let's say you're right next to somebody who's doing Shemon Esrei, so you're not supposed to sit down, or you're going to be walking in front of them. The Aron Kodesh is open. I would say is a good reason. Mikar Adin, you're allowed to stand up, you're allowed to sit when the Aron Kodesh is open, but the minhag is, if you're healthy, Better not to. So I would apply that as well over here. Very good. Haga. Yesh omrim de enefios apayim ela b'makom sheyesh arum v'sefer Torah b'tocho aval b'lo zeh omrim techina b'lo kisui panim v'chen noagim. The Rama says the minhag is for nefilas when you put down your head and cover your head, that's only done in a place where there is a sefer Torah. The ikar is sefer Torah, not the aron, but there has to be a sefer Torah in the room, and then you cover your face. Otherwise, if there's no sefer Torah, you still say tachanun, but you don't cover your face and bend down. Okay, that's the and he points out in the Mishnah Berurah and the Ezra Snashim, you also bend down the same way, because you can see the Sefer Torah. You're still connected. Also, if you continue reading the Rama, v'chatzer beit ha-knesset ha-patuach ha-beit ha-knesset o b'shashat tzibur mitpalim az afil yach m'veit ha-omer tchina b'nefil ha-sak payim. And you point, so similar. Even if you're in the chatzer, it's connected to the Beit Knesset, which has a Sefer Torah, you do it. And if you're davening l'chatchila afilu b'yachir in your home, you should, he writes, since you're davening at the same time as a tzibor who does it, then it's appropriate to also do it. Okay. Even though you don't have a sefer Torah in your home. Gimel. Ein nefilat apayim balayla. We don't do it at night time, we mentioned. Ubelele ashmoret nohagim lipol al pineim shu karov layom. So certainly when you're doing a tefillah of your own or slichas, and you're saying it right before, early before Amud HaShachar, it's close to the daytime, then you do Nefilas Sapayim, and many say even from Chatzot and on, you also do Nefilas Sapayim, and the Ikar, the worst part, or the most dangerous part, is the nighttime. So the worst time to do slichas is the nighttime, the first before Chatzot. And some are more makpid by saying psukim. Some don't, for example, some don't say psukim at nighttime, and the bein hakpada is the first half of the nighttime. That's when it's more dangerous.
Some people, they have like a
clock, like a thing, but toward midnight ish. Slichos,
when they show
side dark in them, they
did
slichos
towards that time.
Okay, so we can discuss that more. There is a question: can you do slichot before chatzot? And some are makel, but most are not. And the ones that are makel, it's usually bishat adchak. And ask your rav for a final psak, but it's not the preferred time, that's for sure. Dalet. Nagu shelo lipol al pineim lo beveit ha'avel. Okay. In a base avel, we don't say tachanun. You have to just pay a little attention when you read this siman, because sometimes lipo al pineim refers to bending down your head and covering yourself, and some, but it generally refers to the whole tefillah. But okay, just just make sure you know which is which. Nagu shalipo al pineim lo beveit avel. We don't say tachanun at all in a shiva house or beit avel. Lo beveit hatan, not in the house of a chasana or where the chatan is. And we'll touch upon this, but there are different minhagim and halachot and how to treat this. V'lo v'beit ha-knesset b'yom ha-mila, in the beit ha-knesset when there is mila, v'lo k'shiyei sham chatan, and not when there is the chatan there. Okay, let's continue first in the Rama. Haga v'davka she'amila o she'achatan be'oto beit knesset. Now, you're only going to be, if you show up to shul and you know, people are actually very, get happy when they don't get to say tachanun, even though we just mentioned how important it is. We, by a mila and a chatan, just because he lives in the city or he usually is a member of the shul, that's obviously not enough. He has to be in shul. Aval, im, ein, hamila beveit ha-knesset. The mila is not happening in the shul. Alpha pi shehu beveit ha-knesset ta'acheret, omrim tachanun. So you're in a different shul, Ein Shaykh, sorry, this because he's a member, you get to say tachanun, lucky you. Ubiyom ha-mila, she'en omrim tachanun, in a place where they're not saying tachanun because of the mila. Davka shacharit shemalin azetinok. So the heter by a bris mila is in the morning when they're doing the bris mila. Aval b'mencha, later on in the afternoon, he's already mahu. Alpha Pisha mean Pali and Saltina Kanim. Even if they bring in the baby, it's not going to help. Omrim Tachanun. Masha Ein Kein Bechatan. But a Chatan is different. There, he has the aura and the specialness of the Simcha is it's longer lasting, more powerful. She'ein omrim tachanun kol hayom kishemitpalin etzel hachatan. As long as you're davening with him the whole day, you're pater. Lo mikrei chatan ela bayom shenichnas lachupa. And it's only on the day that he's nichnas lachupa.
So the chupa is after
shkia. So the chupa is after shkia. I don't have a bottom line psak for you. There are different minhagim what to do. I think. I don't know. I'm not going to say, but some are mekel and some are not. That's the truth. I don't have a lineup who says what. Sorry, but yeah. So if it's after shkia, that's when it's the question. At the chasana itself, I have never heard of anyone saying tachanun. Let's say they have the chasan's tish or whatever. They're taking pictures before shkia, and the chasana is going to be after. But he's there in the room, and it's basically b'shas maisa. So therefore, everyone does not say tachanun. The question is, if he's in shul in the morning and the chasan is after shkia, so then it's a couple different minhagim. So for sheva brachos, the minhag is for a chasan you do not say, as far as I know. But I need to double check. As far as I know, but he has to be in the room. As far as I know. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Now, just as a side thing, interesting enough, when in Avel, we mentioned in Avel they don't say, right? So, if an Avel goes to Shul, the Shul says. Because in the Shul, the Tzibor is Koveya, not the Avel. He himself does not say Tachanan, but the Tzibor says Tachanan. In a base Avel, just as an aside, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in a Hallel, we don't say in a base Avel. It's not a place of Simcha, so we don't. But what happens when you go home? You say Hallel yourself. So on Rosh Chodesh, the minhag is generally not to, because it's Rosh Chodesh. Hallel is only a minhag. But on days when it's a halacha, you have to. There's 18 days in Eretz Yisrael, 21 days in Chutz Laretz, right? Because the Yom Tov Sheni. So basically, there's 18 days where it's a mitzvah. Takana derabanan to say Hallel. Those are the days that you're gomrim. You say the entire Hallel. It's those two extra paragraphs. So those days when you go home, you do say Hallel, or when you leave. Again, there are some places they might ask the Avel to leave. Okay, depends on the minhag over there. All right, and on Shabbos, obviously you say Hallel even if you were to daven in a base Avel, because we don't do Avelos Befarhesia. So that's not an issue. Okay. I guess if there's anything important you want me to bring up next time about a chasana, I'm not sure. Okay. I'll mention it next time. Hey, im chala mila betayne tzibor. Now if there's a mila na tayne tzibor, mitpala im sikhs varmim vidoy, ve'en ofen al peneyem, ve'en omrim v'urachum, so basically for a mila, if it's a tiny tzibur, so since it's a tiny tzibur, the slichos is important, and we still say slichos, but it's the tachanun part that gets skipped. Vav. Nagu shal yupa alpaneyam ha-chamisha asar be'av, v'lo ba-chamisha asar be'shvat, v'lo ba-rosh chodesh, v'lo be-mincha shalafanav, v'lo ba-chanukam. Yish omrim gam le-mincha shalafanav, v'chen noagim. And the Purim, e noflin al peneim. And on Purim we don't say. So these are days where we don't say, because they have a shtickle, a little bit of a yom tov, a day of simcha, and so therefore we don't say tachanun on these days. And now on these days, you also don't say it on the mincha before. The Rama says, on the mincha before, Chanukah, you do say. So, and basically, similar to the concept of to the thing by Lam Natseach being Hekesh to Nefila Sapayim. By Ashkenazim, every day that you don't say Tachanun, you have to check. You may or may not say it at the Mincha before. Usually not, but here you see by Chanukah you do. And by Pesach Sheni also, the Prichadash mentions, we don't say on Pesach Sheni, but Ashkenazim, I believe, say, it depends, I think they say it on the Mincha before, like by Hanukkah. But by Sfarim, it's a little more consistent. Any time you don't say Tachanun, you never say, any day you don't say Tachanun, you never say Tachanun by the Mincha before. Because the day before at Mincha, the day is a little day of Simcha, so therefore the Hara, the illumination of the day, starts a little bit before, the day of in the afternoon. So already by Mincha we don't say. But if it's a very powerful day, like a Yom Tov, so you, not only don't you say Tachanun at Mincha time, you don't say Tachanun the whole day before. Because it's a more powerful day, and therefore the Hara, the specialness of the day, already begins to set in already from the morning, from the day before. So you see this by Yom Tov, and how he's about to say by Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, already from the beginning of the day. Belag ba'omer einoflim, that's another day we don't say. Ube'erev Yom Kippurim einoflim, v'chein erev Rosh Hashanah you don't say, afil b'shacharit, even b'shacharit. Okay. Zayin. Minag pashut shalipo al peneihem, and the pasha minag is not to do it, not to say tachanun. B'chol chodesh Nisan, the entire month of Nisan, v'lo b'tisha b'av, and not on Tisha b'av, v'lo ben Yom Kippurim l'Sukkot, and not during between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, v'lo min tchilat Rosh Chodesh Sivan ad achar Shavuot, and not from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Shavuot. Now they point out not only Shavuot, you also get 6 more days, because you have 6 days to bring Tashlumin for a Korban, for Shavuot, for a Yom Tov. You have 6 days, so 6 extra days, 7 days in total. So therefore there's a special He'ara. The fact that you get 6 extra days also teaches you that those 6 days are a little bit more special, and those are another 6 days you don't. By a Chol, 2 main Pshatim by B'Kol Chodesh Nisan is, one says, you know, it's a whole month of Geula, and once you, and also once the first 13 days, it's or 12 days, it's the Nisim. Then they get their Isru Chag, and then you get Yudal is already Erev Pesach, and then you have the 7 days of Pesach. And once most of the month is out, then we just say Ruba Kakulo, we just take off the whole month from saying Tachanun. Some add, because really the Geula is supposed to take place perhaps Pesach, which is another 7 days of celebrating. Should be another 7 days of celebrating, but we don't want to double it up and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos and Arvin. So therefore you push off those 7 days until after the Isru Chag of actual Pesach. So it's either Ruba Kakulo, or because it's in commemoration of the future Geula. Either way, it fills it up. I think we'll stop here. And then we'll... Okay.